Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
0141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard on yet another big night of European action. Rangers are in Manchester ready to take on Manchester United at Old Trafford in the Europa League. In the Champions League, Celtic are through to the playoff phase, beating Young Boys 1-0 in the East End of Glasgow. Not all straightforward for Celtic fans, though. Kyogo potentially away. How do you feel about that one? 0141 951 1025 is the number that you need. I'm Gordon Duncan, and joining me you have Gordon DL and Mark Wilson.
What's to talk about tonight as usual, but you're right, Gordon, one big night after another, and what a fixture we've got ahead of us this evening. Man United against Rangers. Both teams probably not at their best. That's maybe an understatement, but the Battle of Britain always takes centre stage. There always is intrigue about those fixtures, and can the Scottish team face up to the giants of the English Premier League? That is the task that lies ahead of Philippe Clement's men. And then last night, what an occasion. It looked plain sailing at one point, then it looked out of Celtic's grasp, but then they got the job done. And then your last point, Kyogo. I mean, who could have seen that coming? I know there's been rumours, but I didn't think it was going to be serious, and he could be off as soon as the weekend.
Never a dull day in Scottish football. Plenty to talk about, Gordon. First and foremost, congratulations to Celtic. They got the business done last night. It should have been out of sight in the first half. Second half, got to give Young Boys a bit of credit. They come back into the game, caused a few problems, but Celtic eventually got that deserved winner. And it's all eyes now in Old Trafford. I think this will be an absolute belter of a football game tonight. I'm looking forward to it. And then the weekend is only around the corner.
0141 951 1025. That's the number as always. So what are you thinking tonight? Celtic fans, how does it feel? You are through to the playoff phase of the Champions League. How big an achievement is it? How pleasing was it? You can talk about the game specifically. Where are you thinking it was going to be one of those nights at halftime and you had three goals disallowed and a penalty missed and all that stuff? Who impressed you? Who stood up to the plate and helped carry you over the line? What does this say about progression and maturity and all these buzzwords we've been throwing around? How important was it for Brendan Rodgers to get a level of Champions League success coming back to the club? Give us all your thoughts, please, on last night. 0141 951 1025. And tonight, Rangers fans, can you do it? It is the Battle of Britain, as they call it. Mark Wilson's alluded to it. It's Old Trafford. It's Manchester United. It's not the best version of them, fine, and you've had your own issues this season as well, but just how big is this occasion? What would it mean to you to go and get the win? Can you get the win? And pick your team. Give us a call and pick your team, because the likes of Hadji, Nsiala, Danilo, players who've done well recently, are not in the European squad, so they can't play. So what are you thinking tonight? What would your team be? 0141 951 1025. Away from the games, Kyogo, Celtic fans, as Mark alluded to again, there have been rumours, there's been speculation, and now pretty much looks like he's gone. Now, £10 million for a 30-year-old, is that good business? You're happy with that? Or does he still leave a pretty big hole that could be difficult to fill? How much of a contribution has he made to your team in the last few seasons? Do give us a call on 0141 951 1025 right now, please. So much to get through. Let's go to Old Trafford. Andrew McLean is there. That's not a bad place to go to your work, Andrew.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard European Group Stages with UK Debt Expert, the top team helping you tackle your debt. Verify at ukdebtexpert.co.uk. May not be suitable for all. Free advice at moneyhelper.org.uk.
Yeah, not bad at all. This seems like it's the perfect arena for this type of fixture. You guys mentioned it, those Battle of Britain games that we all love. Manchester United against Rangers at Old Trafford. It is really just such an impressive stadium sitting here looking out at it. It does really make you wonder why they seem so desperate to either rip it down or make massive changes to it. I'm not sure that's going to be imminent, but it certainly will be packed here tonight and will be very, very noisy. Thousands of Rangers fans have made the journey down. Plenty driving, getting off trains today, over the last couple of days as well. Getting back tomorrow might be a bit of an issue, but their full concentration for now will be on this match, although I think you can maybe see the start of that bad weather starting here in Manchester. The rain is hurtling down on to that pitch, so it will be a slick surface for the two teams out there tonight. And what a significant game it could be as well, given Rangers' domestic form, especially away from home. It's probably not the type of game you'd think a club should be feeling all right about, but we say it all the time. We say it every single Thursday night that Rangers play. It's just a different story for Rangers in Europe a lot of the time, isn't it? They seem to be a different animal on these Thursday nights. So can they go and do the job tonight against a team that is in turmoil? And, you know, that's not just pundits and outsiders saying it. Ruben Amorim is admitting that type of thing. He admits he probably shouldn't have said at the weekend that they're the worst Manchester United team in history, or potentially the worst Manchester United team in history. But then he still went on to say some interesting stuff. He said that when they play here specifically at Old Trafford, they're nervous, they're anxious. And you think, is that something that Rangers can try and take advantage of tonight? Manchester United have lost 4 of their last 5 games at home. They've lost 7 in their last 12 in all competitions, so not on a great run at all. Philip Clement saying yesterday that he feels they can hurt Manchester United, but they'll need to be at their best to do so. And then you look at the team news. Rangers ravaged by injuries, suspension problems as well. 8 players Philippe Clement described as players who could potentially be starters are out for this game, so there's going to have to be changes. But Jack Butland could return in goal. He's back in training after a bit of a layoff. Will he come straight in for Liam Kelly? There's no Mohamed Diamandé for this game, so is it as easy as Conor Barron? How does that front line look as well? We saw when Rangers played against Tottenham at Ibrox, they went for Jeffte and Ridvan Yilmaz down the left. Is that going to be a similar kind of setup tonight, or is it going to be a more attacking lineup? We'll find out that team news in the next hour or so. Looking forward to seeing that. And of course, Manchester United, despite the fact they're not on a good run, they do have some top stars in that team, and the one that is on everybody's lips at the moment is a former Rangers player, Amad Diallo, who was on loan at Ibrox a couple of seasons ago. Really didn't make his mark too much, scored on his debut up in Dingwall, but didn't really have the opportunities probably to show exactly what he can do. But he's had a lot of development since then. He had that loan spell at Sunderland where he was really good, and he looks at the moment as if he's Manchester United's main man. So can he do the business tonight for his side? I'll bring you that team news when I get it.
0141 951 1025. Until such times, Rangers fans, what would your team be? There's a great debate to kick us off. Right in goal, would it be Jack Butland returning, or will it be Liam Kelly? What would you go for? What do you think Philippe Clement will go for? Give us the answer, please, on the phones. What about the rest of the team? Does this still feel like that special fixture? Manchester United, all those famous Manchester United teams. Clearly this one is nowhere near that level. So does that give you more of a chance? Are you still up against it? How do you feel generally about the game? And then last night, Celtic fans, how big an achievement? How pleased are you to get through to the playoff phase? Who stood up? Who helped you through? And what about Kyogo? £10 million away to Rennes by the looks of it. Are you happy with the piece of business, or are you worried on a footballing sense? Give us a call. Is it still a special night, this? Is it still a special fixture? Is it still as special because of the, you know, the name and the reputation? Even though Man United aren't what they were, does it still have that?
100%. 100%. I think Rangers fans are excited to go down to Manchester, Old Trafford. Look, correct, Manchester United aren't the Manchester United that we know under Alex Ferguson, but it's still Manchester United, it's still Old Trafford. It's still basically the old Scotland v England scenario. There'll be a lot of Rangers fans down there supporting the team. I know there's a limited tickets, but you know what like fans are, especially when it comes to Rangers and Celtic. They travel everywhere to see their team in huge, huge numbers, and it'll be the same tonight. I think that Andrew is in for a treat. I think this will be a very open, attacking game, and I think there'll be plenty of goals.
Looking forward to it, because two teams you don't really know what you're getting actually tonight. Man United, just looking at their league form, played 22, sit 13th, but they've lost 10 games in the league so far. They've drawn 5 and only won 7. That tells you that they can be got at, especially at Old Trafford. Now, I don't think that's too far a stretch. You pair that with Rangers' European form, then who knows what can happen. No doubt, if you're looking at it in paper, if Man United start in 11, turn up and play at their capabilities, they should win, they should wipe the floor. But that's not been the case for Man United. And it's up to the Rangers players who are selected. And I know Philippe Clement slightly got his hands tied with some of his selection choices. But if they play to the top end of their ability, they might just get a result.
Who plays in goal?
Kelly for me. And the only reason I'm saying that is because he's sharp, he's played the last few games. If you're asking me who's the best goalkeeper, I still think it's Butland. But up until Butland went out of the team, he wasn't the Jack Butland we knew of old, of last season. He'd made a few mistakes, he looked a bit nervy at times. I think the fact that he's been out of the team will have done him the world of good, Gordon. He'll come back in. Look, he's a quality goalkeeper, let's not be kidding. But I just think with the sharpness and everything, the way Clement thinks, sports science come into it as well, I think Kelly will start at Old Trafford tonight.
You know what, I think Kelly should start, but I think Butland will start. I think he'll just, Philippe Clement will look at the game, the magnitude of it, the arena, and he'll go for a guy that's experienced that. I do, I think that's the way he'll sway, but I think Liam Kelly, he's done himself no harm. I agree with Daz. I didn't think Butland was particularly impressive, and I thought after the Motherwell game, he could have been in danger of losing his place anyway. But I just think some managers make their decision based on what's went before in a long career in England.
What do you think, Rangers fans? Who would you start in goal? Who would you start elsewhere? What does tonight mean? How are you expecting it to go? All the usual big game questions. Let's do it together. 0141 951 1025. Celtic fans, good news for you though. You have done what you set out to do, got into that playoff phase of the Champions League, a victory against Young Boys last night. So let's get stuck in there with Stevie, who's first through. How good is that, Stevie? How pleased were you?
Pleased with getting through, aye, but the overall, first half, we were brilliant. Second half, we get found out again. The way we get found out with Kilmarnock and Dundee, they started, you know what I mean, we started getting under pressure and there was chances we could have lost all the games.
I have to say, Stevie, right, you're entitled, you're a Celtic fan, you can think what you like. That was a very quick but. I'm pleased we get through in the Champions League, mm-hmm. But come on, you've got to look at the bigger picture, surely, than we worry about a mid-spell of the second half.
See, our past three, four performances, see for Rangers, we didn't turn up. Dundee, second half, we lost the plot. Kilmarnock, we kind of lost it there again. We could have ended up losing that. And then last night we did it again. First half great, and then we started kind of losing it again.
I'm not even saying Stevie's wrong. I do just wonder where people get their joy though from football. I don't know. Is it
Stevie,
not enjoyable?
That is sport, is it not? There is jeopardy in sport. It's why you support your team. You want them to do well, but you understand that they're not the Harlem Globetrotters.
Even the Kilmarnock game, it was still a win and it went through in the cup.
I know, but that's Kilmarnock and Dundee. This is us qualifying into a better bit.
Exactly. So should not just be happy for now and then worry about that down the line?
Nah.
He wants perfection. Well, Stevie wants perfection.
Honestly, see the boy Engels, I don't think he'll be there too long. I just don't rate him at all. They came to Celtic, he's got potential, he's got this. But when's he got to show it?
Are you saying that because he missed a penalty, Stevie?
I just thought he played all right, apart from the penalty.
He really scored his penalties, you know what I mean? And then he missed. They say last night that was his first one he missed. Well, really, if it wasn't for a retake...
Stevie, you've got good points.
It's a good point, Stevie. Actually, he didn't miss another one.
Stevie must be some buzz at parties, honestly.
Come on, Stevie.
He's not a season ticket holder, is he? Maybe sitting next to him.
I thought we would make it even because he's not like I say, that's what we're here for. Everybody's entitled to their opinion and so on. I thought we would make it past quarter past six with even just a little bit of praise and credit for going through. Was it perfect? No. Was it the team bottom of the table and people thought it would have been more comfortable? Probably. But Mark, that Celtic have gone on to 12 points in this new Champions League format. They've still got a game to play.
Remarkable.
They've made it to the playoffs with a game to spare. They've lost only one. Yes, it was a heavy one, but come on.
I think it's been an outstanding campaign. It doesn't matter how you get the job done or how you compile the points. It's getting to the points total that's the hard thing. And look, the draw might have been favourable in some areas for them, but they still come up against last season's finalists who walloped them. RB Leipzig, good side. They've got Villa to come, but getting the job done before Villa is a crucial point. And, you know, they deserve huge credit for that. Take you back to after the Dortmund game, and we're on here, and, you know, everybody's getting slated, and the manager in particular is getting slated for the tactics and how open Celtic was, and they had to defend his side and his style robustly. He did say that he wasn't going to change it. I don't kind of believe that, because the next game provided something totally different. But they've got to take huge credit. It is the elite competition. You look at all the other teams that are struggling below Celtic at the minute. So they got the job done with one game to spare. That's to be applauded.
I'd see Stevie's point if Celtic were some sort of European powerhouse who always go through in the Champions League and then have this time sort of stumbled their way through. But I don't really get it under the real parameters. This was all about trying to do it for the first time in ages. Yes, it's a new format. Brendan Rodgers coming back. Surely this is just a success.
You'd have snapped a hand off Andy that was offering you this before the campaign started. Look, I thought Celtic first half played very well last night. Really did. I didn't fancy Young Boys at all. I thought they were tactically terrible. They were all over the place. And I think it was just a case of, if Celtic got that first goal in the first half, they'd have probably went on comfortable. But you know what, like football is, second half, they come out, and to be fair to them, they looked a little bit better, a little bit more organised, a little bit more comfortable on the ball. Celtic were off it a little bit. And that's what happens, because Celtic are not a team that will dominate a football match, especially in Europe, for 90 minutes. Nobody does. But all credit to them. They got the winner in the end. That's all that counts.
Well, if nothing else, Stevie, you've made Hugh Keevan sound like a barrel of laughs. So it's a good start. That was Stevie and Paisley. What about Alan, who's on the line? Tell me you're even a bit more happy than that, Alan. Even I'll settle for a bit happier.
Much happier.
Good. Tell us about
it. Much happier. I can't believe Stevie thinks Engels isn't a player. I was at the game last night. Up until he missed the penalty, he was fantastic. He was brilliant. Really good. I don't know what Stevie's talking about. His head went down a bit after the penalty. You can understand that he's just a young boy, you know. But another point I want to make, what was said about Young Boys and how poor they were in the Champions League, I actually saw who they played, the teams they get drawn against in the Champions League, and they were up against some good teams, you know, Atalanta. I can't remember them off the top of my head. But
it was like Inter Milan and stuff, wasn't it?
I think they were probably, they certainly showed periods in the second half yesterday where you could see they had decent players, you know. And I think the result's fantastic. I also think Engels is getting a bit too much grief off of some of the people like Stevie. And I think that we should just be happy we get through, you know. I mean, I don't know what some of our fans expect sometimes, you know.
How do you feel about the achievement overall, Mark?
Well, again, it's remarkable, like I said, because if you go a period over a decade, what is that, 11, 12 years, and not reaching the knockout stages of the Champions League, then it becomes almost a forgotten area that you're in. So, and especially when you're in the qualification rounds, you remember all those tricky qualifiers to get into the Champions League that Celtic have failed at, those hurdles, then the poor campaigns that they've had over the last couple of years, even when Ange Postecoglou was in, you know, bought me the group. So to come through this new format and perform in the way that they have, I think it's outstanding from Brendan Rodgers, especially when you factor in that they took a 7-1 away from home. And that stung. And then it came with all the previous history of Brendan Rodgers in the Champions League. He's done it before, PSG and so Barcelona as well. He doesn't know how to play. He only knows how to play one way. So he kind of reformed that, didn't he? So as well as monetary value, which Celtic aren't poor way anyway, you get the whole excitement of going into this playoff and whoever you could get. And by the way, if this reformed league has shown us anything, that anything's possible. Who's to say that Celtic don't get an okay draw and manage to progress even further?
Yeah, I think there's nothing negative to say about Celtic last night, their performance. I agree with Alan, I looked at this team, I said on Tuesday, looking at their form, look at how they went, they're sitting ninth in their league or something, they're all over the place, they've changed their manager a few times. I thought, oh, Celtic will win this comfortably. But to be fair to Celtic, yes, they missed a few opportunities in the first half, Gordon, but there were two big, big moments in that game for me. One was the ball that Hatate played through for a goal, and the second one, Schmeichel's first save. Not the second one, the first save, I thought was top, top draw.
Was that a classic Rio Hatate can be a big game player moment, Alan? Because last night, I don't know if you heard the show, without us even really asking about him, I think the first three, maybe four callers all called in to say Rio Hatate shouldn't play, Luke McCowan should play, he gives the ball away too much, he's chucked it, I think was another one, his head's gone, and Brendan Rodgers kept him on for good reason last night.
Absolutely, aye. I think the thing about Hatate is you will get, I think you will get misplaced passes, you will get the occasional mistake from him, but I mean, he made that goal, you know, there's no many people in the Celtic team could have made that pass, you know. I think he made that goal. If he hadn't been on, it could have been 0-0, it could have been 1-0 to Young Boys, you know, and I think in the past, we've lost games like that before, you know, we've lost them, we've come out in the wrong end of a defeat, or we've drawn them. I think we've been different this season as well, you know, there just seems to be a bit more patience involved in the team, maybe not in the fans, because we still want to be 3-0 up at half time, you know, but I think there's a bit more patience, there's a bit more controlled aggression almost, you know what I mean, when we're doing our press and stuff, we're not gung-ho and leaving big gaps in between attack, midfield and defence, you know. I just think it's good to see. I think we've definitely progressed this year in Europe, you know, and it's just good to watch, you know. We just need to be a wee bit more patient in the fans sometimes.
Good luck, Alan. Good luck with that mission. I'm not sure it's going to happen. That was Alan and Cumbernauld in 01419511025. What do you make of it all, Celtic fans, whether it is specifically last night or the wider picture of the group? What about Kyogo? We've not done that yet. It was such a strange night where you had the good news of progression and very quickly it became clear that Kyogo was probably on his way. How do you feel about that? And Rangers fans, Old Trafford tonight, you like the sound of that? Can you get a victory? Can you get a result down there? Let us know and we'll speak to you next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Check out our YouTube stream now. Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel are here, 01419511025. Looking back on last night for Celtic, building up to tonight at Old Trafford, Rangers fans, who would you play in goal? Jack Butland or Liam Kelly? What would the rest of your team look like? Can you get a result tonight? Do let us know. Hopefully you're all wrapped up and safe and getting ready for tomorrow and staying in and staying safe, because see that the emergency alarm thing you get with the weather warning? Yeah. Honestly, anybody else out there not got it yet, or in true Gordon Dalziel fashion, how are you? Everybody in the office, I got it, Mark Wilson got it, the full news team got it, everybody's phone was going off at the same time. If I was to pick one person I knew on this earth who wouldn't get the message that everybody gets, it would be you.
And you'd be correct, and I'm a bit disappointed. I feel like everybody's left me now, the government's added to that. What is going on? I've been sitting here.
That is the Lonely Hearts Club.
I even left my phone we used when I went to the toilet to say,
right, come running me back in and go, is it rang?
It's like waiting, you know, one of the texts when you start out for your first girlfriend, going, I hope she texts.
You're hoping the government texts you.
I'm hoping the government texts.
If you're listening, John Sweeney, give him a text. He's been excluded.
How come I'm the only person that never
does? You've not done anything to upset the government, have you?
People might tweet in and say that they've not had the message yet, but I think everybody
my full family's had it. Yeah, kids and all sorts.
You're genuinely the only person.
I'm telling you now.
I think that means you're allowed to go out and do what you want tomorrow.
He'll be playing golf tomorrow.
I'll be in GMTV tomorrow. Not happy at all, going after a government.
The only man in Britain, he received a warning.
Imagine him, because he works on this football phone and suddenly started popping up on like other phone-ins, you know, like about news, current affairs, Gordon and Mullerl's not happy because he didn't get the emergency weather warning.
Jeremy Vine.
He's trying to walk round Strathclyde Park and he's been blown into the loch because he never got the weather warning.
You must have that on double silent then, just in case anything sinister comes through.
Well, seeing you've got the most private phone in the world. Yeah. Even the government can't
send
you.
I wonder
if my other two phones in the car got it. I'll need to check them
when I get the burners.
Right, 01419511025. That's the number that you need. Let's hear from Brendan Rodgers. He's hailed the players for creating history after they made sure of their spot in the Champions League knockout phase.
I've been involved in many of the games here where you end up drawing that game and it's a bit flat at the end, and even worse, lose a game when you shouldn't have. But for us to win it, I think it shows the maturity and it shows the development of this squad. So, so pleased for everyone. So now it's a little bit of history created. We haven't been in the knockout stages for a long time, and so for the supporters, it's an amazing night, and obviously for the club, it's really good. And I think if we look at progress, we've won three games, we've drawn three games, we've lost one, and over the course of the Champions League, it's a really good consistency.
What impressed you with the performance last night, Mark? I mean, not everyone was impressed, clearly, but...
Well, like Daz, the speed of play in the first half, I thought Celtic knew exactly what they had to do. They knew that young boys, you could drag them out of position, but then you had to exploit the space in behind. I thought they did that time and time again. And but for a bit better timing and their movements, they probably would have got themselves ahead. I can't remember a game that I've seen a hat-trick scored in the first 45 and all of them are ruled out. And they were all rightly ruled out, let's point that out. But I think what most impressed me, and I've been there before at Celtic Park where you're on top, but that second half where you do have a wee wobble and the opposition do come into it and the energy levels seem to dip a bit, to get back up in the last 10 minutes and really take it to the end and get the winner, that's a really impressive thing about last night. And that's been missing for a lot of years at Celtic Park, where teams were just coming, European games, and beating Celtic pretty simply. So it's starting to turn a wee bit. Six games unbeaten, is it, in the Champions League there, 30 overall at Celtic Park. It's becoming a bit of a fortress again, like it was in the early 2000s to probably about the time I left.
I'll tell you what, it was good. Did you see that Hugh Keevans enjoyed the game last night?
No, but was he in?
No.
Can I not thank the 356 people who sent me this? Do you not see it pop up on the TV? And
was he there?
In disguise though.
Oh, right.
Like a Celtic like balaclava on.
I know.
Hat and all that. No, but I'm serious, right? Can we put it up in the live stream? Is that gonna work? Can we get it up? I don't know if it'll come up on the screen, but I'll show you the zoomed in version, right? We stare at this guy every Saturday. Are you trying to tell me that's not him?
That's it.
That's very much like him.
Look at the specs, right? That is the exact specs he wears. And I know it sounds daft as if I look at his mouth a lot, but that's
his mouth and skin complexion. Yeah.
That is. And that's his scarf he's had for years.
And I seen him with that white jacket on the other week here as well.
So many people sent me that last night. And if it's not him, fine, but it is uncanny.
Look at
that zoomed right in.
He's getting that's
it
his
does
hat.
Look like him. It does.
I'm not sure that it isn't him.
That's him.
There's only one man that can confirm or deny. I don't think he can deny that.
Give us a call. John Paul's on the line. How are you, John Paul?
Evening, Gordon. Mark Gordon, how are you?
Not bad. How are you feeling after last night?
I'm actually delighted, mate. You know, I was saying to the producer there, being a Celtic fan in the last couple of years and over the last couple of maybe 10 years, the Champions League has been tough. You know, we've took some beatings, you know, trying to qualify, maybe finishing on 2 points, 1 point, playing against Leipzig, Dortmund, you know, and Real Madrid. They've not really came out on top. I think this format has helped. But if any Celtic fan is no happy with us sitting on 12 points with a game to go, I just didn't understand it. As I say, just look at the last couple of years and we've always been nearly, or we've either been nowhere near in the group. You know, I think the main thing with Brendan Rodgers coming back was what he said is progression. You know, we went away to Dortmund and got beat 7-1 and people were writing us off, and quite rightly so, because we were very poor. But then we turned it around and got a draw away and played a different style. And then we take Leipzig at home. Then we've got a couple of clean sheets of Champions League and all of a sudden it's looking different. You know, and the main thing is, progression. You didn't want to be the whipping boys of the Champions League. Yes, this format has helped us, but I think it's helped the players as well, knowing that there is going to be four home games. There is going to be a couple of games away. You know, and any Celtic fan needs to look at it. You could have took, if you got 3 points at home to Bruges, where it was a tough game, but we gave a goal away, and then, I mean, that the Zagreb game was there for the taking as well. It could be a really different story. I just think that the way the team is progressing and the way that the team is maturing is massive, you know, and people getting on at Engels. I think he could do more, but you forget he's 21-year-old. You know, there's a lot of growing and a lot of growth to do, and building your team around guys like him and McGregor is going to be massive.
I think so. I mean, Engels is came here in the summer. I think he's played maybe close to 30 games with a volume of games or something. But 7 or 8 goals in there as well, and probably run about the same assists or just short of that. I think that's good going. But again, it's the price tag that hangs over him, and people think he's going to be, you know, something extraordinary. He needs to feel his way in. So if you go by his numbers, it's good. He's got the confidence, a 21-year-old kid, to step up there in the biggest of stages and take the penalty kicks. No, people scoff at that, but you still need a level of confidence to go ahead and do that, or your manager to put you in those sorts of situations. So Engels will come good for Celtic. He is playing well for Celtic, in my opinion, and I think he'll get even better. But John Paul's right about the full campaign. To gather 10 points at home, you always concentrate in these competitions on your home form and getting the job done at home. They've won 3, they drew the other one, didn't they? Yeah. And then on the road, it's been Celtic's Achilles heel for so many years under so many different managers. To have a couple of clean sheets, and he's right, it could have been better, especially away at Zagreb. I think it's been a brilliantly put together campaign from Brendan Rodgers. The only dot in that is Dortmund away. But yeah, who expected to beat them?
I think it's just probably Gordon striking that balance. It would be wrong to pretend that the new format hasn't helped. And people looked at particularly the home game Celtic got. Of course, they were more gentle than some of the opponents that have come to Celtic Park in recent seasons. If you think over particularly Brendan Rodgers' first spell, I think that first group was Barca and Man City. Mm-hmm. The second group was PSG and Bayern. So of course, the new format's helped, but Scottish clubs are just not in a position where we can then take all the achievement away because of that and shrug the shoulders and say, well, it's just, you know, it's just the new format. We just don't have the Champions League pedigree in the bank as a country to do that. So I think credit where it's due.
It's got to be credit. It's a brilliant achievement. And I think that Mark touched on there about the first one with Dortmund. Everybody was so negative, talking about the style of football. He has to change. He has to look at different things. The players aren't good enough. There's been a great campaign for them. And who's to say that, and Mark's right, depending on the other games, who they get in the next round, who's to say they can't go any further? Because they've certainly got the ability. They've certainly got the squad. They've got teams, the team. Talking about last night, you talk about Ingles and whatever. I agree with Mark. I think Ingles is a boy for the future. I think he's a great talent. I think he will get better and better. You could see the disappointment in his face. I think when he went over to take the corner after missing the penalty kick, you could tell the disappointment in the lad's face, which is a good thing. But he'll certainly come. Last night, for me, it needed a leader, and I thought McGregor was outstanding. I really did. I thought he wore the captain's armband with, you know, real pride in what he went about his business. I think he led the team. I thought his play in the middle of the park was brilliant. And Celtic deserve all the credit in the world.
I just thought he was winding up for a McGregor put in what I like to call a captain's performance.
I wish you
said. Oh, I thought you were
trying to
stop.
If you stop consciously, stop.
I wish I'd never mentioned it. John Paul, did you feel the worst at any point?
I think I'm very fair, and I thought in the second half, I think we should have been that much ahead in the first half, and it was a wee bit anxious. I thought Celtic kind of lost their way. You know, there was a few slack passes. Johnson was trying to play passes and the killer pass, and it wasn't coming off, and then the game opened up. It was kind of like end to end, and I thought, oh, it's maybe getting away from Celtic here. But see, when you have somebody like Neil Hattati and Brendan Rodgers, he's a manager for a reason. See, when you, there's nobody else in our team that could have played that kind of pass, and it's a wee touches before it to lose the man, and then that ball in behind, there's nobody else in their team who could have played that pass last night, and he's just an asset to Celtic as well. But I did think it was getting away from us a wee bit, you know, as I said, half. But young boys are a Champions League team. They're going to come out and have a go. But I just thought all in all, Celtic deserved the 3 points and they've put themselves in a good position.
Thank you, John Paul. We've not even got to Kyogo's imminent departure yet, Celtic fans. Is it a touchy subject? Is it too sore to discuss? Or do you like the business sense of the deal? Give us a call. And Rangers fans, we are going to get team news live from Old Trafford, so this is the perfect time to call us. What do you think of the team? If you squeeze it in, you can tell us who you want in advance. If not, you can react when Andrew McLean gives you it. And can you do it tonight? Can you get a result at that famous footballing arena? Give us a call right now whilst I tell you all about this.
Every day is payday.
Yes, tomorrow's the day you could win the biggest payday of your life. We're paying out £250,000. Imagine it. You're stuck inside, the doors are locked, the schools are closed, the kids are driving you mad because of the weather. And then you get the call, £250,000. That would cheer you up. Text YES to 61025. If you do that, you get 2 for 1 on the texts. The texts are 250 plus your standard network rate. You can enter at Clyde1.com for 250 or call 0330 880 4523, and the calls are charged at a standard rate as well. It's over 18s only. All the rules for this Rio Network competition are online. The lines close 3 p.m. tomorrow. Don't think you can wait to 5 to 3. You might miss it, you might get distracted, and you'll kick yourself forever. So text YES to 61025 as soon as you can.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Head to at Clyde SSB on X now. Taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon Dalziel and Mark Wilson are here. It's a huge night at Old Trafford. So Rangers fans, how are you feeling? Just over an hour to go. We're about to give you the team, so listen up. Let us know if you think it is the right team. Has Philippe Clement done the right thing? Would you have done something differently? And then overall, generally, how are you feeling? This is a team in Man United that are nervous at home and cannot afford to concede first in the eyes of their own manager. Your away form domestically, Rangers fans, is not very good. But in Europe, your away form is very good. So go figure. How do you think tonight will go? Give us a call and Andrew McLean has the answers. Who plays tonight, Andrew?
Clyde One Super Scoreboard European Group Stages with UK Debt Expert, the top team helping you tackle your debt. Verify at ukdebtexpert.co.uk. May not be suitable for all. Free advice at moneyhelper.org.uk.
Yeah, there was going to be a lot of changes for Rangers after that game against Fraserburgh at the weekend, and it is 6 they make coming into this game tonight. Out go Munn, Nsiala, Diamande, Lovelace, McCausland and Dessers. In come Jack Butland, who's straight back in to the starting lineup. Balogun, Raskin, Cherney, Yilmaz and Egerman all in as well. So Jack Butland in goal for Rangers tonight. The back four, James Tavernier, Leon Balogun, Robin Proper and Jeff Day. It's then Conor Barron and Nicholas Raskin as the two holding midfielders. Vaclav Cherny, Nedim Barami and Ridvan Yilmaz in behind Hamza Egerman, who leads the line tonight. The substitutes, Kelly, Munn, Dessers, Lawrence, Dowell, King, McCausland, Rice, Lovelace, Curtis, Enzio and Hutton. Just taking a look at that Manchester United team as well. It's going to be Alte Bayindir who is in goal for them tonight. So no Andre Onana starting for them. The back three will be Lenny Yoro, it'll be Lisandro Martinez and Matthias De Ligt as well. Across the midfield it'll be Collier, Fernandez, Eriksen and Dalot, and it's going to be Amad Diallo, the former Rangers man, and Alejandro Garnacho in behind Joshua Zirkzee. The substitutes for them, and there's not many of them in the European squad: Heaton, Onana, Maguire, Hoyland, Malacia, Casemiro, Anthony, Ugarte and Mainoo.
Rangers fans or interested Man United observers, give us a call. What did you make of those teams? Start at the back, it's an easy place. You were a bit split. One of you said Kelly, one of you said Butland.
I said Kelly because he'd been playing.
It is Jack Butland. What do you make of it?
Look, I wasn't going to be surprised because Butland, I said, was a better goalkeeper. But just because he hadn't played, it wasn't that sharp, match sharpness. Kelly had been doing very well. I thought he might have just stayed with Kelly, but he's decided to go with Jack Butland. Experience, Mark explained it. He knows, played in England, a lot of his career as well. So no surprise there. I think most Rangers fans will be happy with that, Gordon, if I'm honest.
Well, answer the man, are you, Rangers fans? Are you happy? Because I suppose, Mark, it's the it's the Spurs team, if you like. So obviously
minus Diamande,
couldn't play the exact same. But what I mean is making up for the fact that Hadji isn't in the European squad and so on by playing Yilmaz and Jeffty on the left hand side. Yeah, so it's close to that.
And I'm not surprised at that because it worked quite well. It worked very well actually against Spurs, a Spurs side who are dynamic and quick at going forward and can cause you problems. And if Man United are on top of their game, then they will cause you problems as well. So I can understand Philippe Clement saying. I can also understand it with Butland. I think it's unfair. I think Liam Kelly's done fine. Look, you can't come in and deliver things
this
while
is a
we're
professional radio show.
He's crawling along the floor.
I asked for a glass of water at the last break.
Dead.
Luke is one of the producers. Has just crawled along the floor,
ninja style,
and tried to hand me the glass of water while we're on the live stream, but clearly had a counterproductive impact because you two couldn't concentrate.
Yeah, I've never seen it like that. I'm trying to make a serious point about Rangers, and he's crawling along
red
the floor.
Red weather one, and
he's got a pair of shorts on. A dead son, man.
That's the youth of today.
If Tom Cruise ever sacks it off, we've got just the man. Does his own stunt.
I enjoyed that. Anyway, I wasn't saying anything important.
What was it again?
I was something about Butland. I can understand it. I think it's harsh on Kelly. I really do. I think he's done fine. He's waited in his time. He's getting. But managers just opt for experience, and Butland is hugely experienced at that level in the kind of in that league, so not surprised at that.
I feel like it's just a personal thing. I've been around in circles on this in the build up to this game because I know what everybody keeps saying, and they keep saying, but it's Man United, and of course they've got great players. I don't know, you just hear that starting 11, it's just not.
It didn't excite you, did it?
I mean, but then I know there's still that gulf there, so even if that is a not exciting version of Man United, I know in theory it still should be better than Rangers, so I do get that. It just doesn't strike immediate fear. And yes, people will play this back if Man United win 5-0, I get it. But you know what I mean, please tell me I'm not losing my marbles here.
Yeah, I was listening to Andrew reading the team out. Some of them I've not really seen a lot of. Didn't excite me. Three at the back, okay, they've got a little bit of pace in the wide areas. You look at the middle of the park, good experience in there. Eriksen, we know, is a brilliant player. If you let him go on the ball and get his head up, he'll pick out passes for fun. But you're right, Gordon, it wasn't a team that you think, ooh, this could be a long, long night for Rangers. I think Rangers will fancy this, but let's not get carried away. They are at Old Trafford. I know the manager's come out and explained that they're not happy there, they're not confident there. He's put a lot of negative ideas out there for the Manchester United supporters, but they're still at Old Trafford. They've still got international players. Rangers play at their best tonight. I think they can get something.
Don't get me wrong, Mark. I can hear it. People will say, look at Bruno Fernandes, look at the level he's played at and plays at. You know, look at what Eriksen's capable of, the level De Ligt's been at. So I get it. I'm not deliberately trying to demean it. I just feel like Rangers can't afford to be overawed by that.
No,
surely.
Of course not. I mean, you cannot get Manchester United at a better time. They are still Manchester United by brand and by stadium and by their fan base, but they're a poor imitation of what we all grew up with. So if you're Rangers fan going there, or you're the Rangers manager or player, more importantly, then you must think, let's have a go at this side. Let's take the game to them. If Rangers players think they were under pressure at Ibrox for underperforming, think what these Man United players get on a weekly basis, and they have proven this season that they can't handle it at Old Trafford. So you know that, grunt it. So you've got to have a go somewhere along the line. Rangers have been good at that away from home when teams come at them and they can exploit them on the counter. I think they'll get opportunities tonight.
Right, Rangers fans, make sure you stay in touch between now and 8 o'clock, just over an hour to go until kickoff at Old Trafford. So what do you make of that team? Is that the team that can go and get something down there in Manchester? Or do you still have the fear that those Man United players can pull something out of the bag tonight? What do you make of the goalkeeping selection Philippe Clement's made? Is it the right one? Is it harsh on Liam Kelly? Is that just the realities of it? Jack Butland always going to come back in. Any concerns about his fitness? Do let us know, and we'll play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
He's in a huff because he lost in a tiebreaker the other night.
Well, it wasn't really the tiebreaker, didn't bother me, because the tiebreaker, I've got to say, was ridiculous. It was the fact that the way you read the question out that got wrong.
Did you hear it?
Well, you asked me, didn't you, just before?
Oh, no, the one that he's now pretending to complain about.
Oh, no, I didn't
right
hear that.
To complain whatsoever.
No, yeah. What happened there?
What former
Rangers player? I went eating right away, yeah. Boom, right?
Eating? Right. Yeah. But, not a skill?
But the rest of the question was, what former Rangers player will Rangers face on Thursday?
Oh, so you've been,
yeah, but I knew it was DL, right? But I thought it was Young Boys.
Right.
But the way he sort of, because I'm trying, obviously he reads the question slower for us, right? So I'm trying to answer quickly to get on to the next one. And he sort of paused, he waited for me, and I jumped off the top deal.
That's you all over the back. You jump into two footed, don't you?
And he come on last night as a substitute. I would have won out the park.
But you didn't. So, beat the pundit time, get your calls in.
That's not a saying.
Get your calls in before 7 o'clock. You could take on Mark Wilson or Gordon DL when we return.
Clyde One Super Scoreboards. Watch as well as listen. Check out the Clyde One Facebook page now. Tackle the headlines. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon DL are here. It's 0141 951 1025. Give us a call, Rangers fans. The excitement must be building now. Just under an hour to go until kickoff at Old Trafford. Do you think you can do it tonight? Can you get something? What about the team that Philippe Clement has picked? Remember, you're on a very good away run in Europe. Can you continue that at one of Europe's most famous footballing venues? Let us know. Celtic fans, we're looking back on last night. How do you view getting through to the playoff phase? And what about Kyogo? Because transfer guru, if that's how you want to refer to him, Fabrizio Romano has now added something this evening, just about 10 minutes ago, that Rennes have completed a deal for €10 million for Kyogo, and Jota rejoins Celtic for €10 million.
Oh,
you'd be happy with that, Mark Wilson?
I like the thought of Jota coming back to Celtic. Don't so much like the idea of Kyogo going out.
What do you think, Celtic fans? Let us know. We'll build up to Old Trafford. We'll play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Right, Beat the Pundit time. That tie-break defeat that we spoke about for Gordon DL has left him toiling down near the bottom of the table. Mark Wilson, just sort of mid-table.
Aye,
just
I'm happy about
just plodding along there.
That's it.
Just a solid effort from him. But yep. I still think you need more, if I'm being honest. So Beat the Pundit tonight. Let's play with David, I think. Oh, what's happened there? Has he disappeared? That makes me nervous. Yeah, I think he has. Well, that's never good. They think they're running scared of you both.
I would say so. Yeah. We're the big two, aren't we?
I'm a wounded animal from Tuesday with a tiebreaker.
A wounded bear.
Yeah, a wounded bear.
David and Johnson, if you're out there, you can
find, gone?
Call us back. Maybe we'll try an alternative contestant at the last minute. That'd be exciting, wouldn't it? You get the last minute call up.
Yeah. Sometimes that's better, isn't it?
Yeah, because you don't need to worry from 6:30.
To be fair, everyone just phones in at like 7, so you're only getting the call up.
Is that when they start phoning up? I know you say it every night, but I thought there was some sort of magic behind this.
Sometimes people try their luck and phone in a bit earlier, but no, I don't really.
Ah, right, okay.
Because there's only like one guy in there and one phone. So
you'd be trying
to get the people making points about.
Are we that old fashioned? We've only got one phone,
have we? No, it's not that it's one phone, but it's one person in there.
There's one guy in there, one guy lying on the floor, hand him what?
Marcus is going to take part tonight. How's it going, Marcus?
Oh, Marcus.
Have you ever played before?
No.
Oh, no. He's another David. Get somebody else on.
No. Can you hear us, Marcus?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
That's a great answer. Can you hear us? What?
I can hear you.
The signal's not
there. Well done. Marcus is quite sharp.
We'll try it. Right, I'm going to toss the coin quickly before this gets any more shambolic. Heads, it will be Mark Wilson. Tails, it is Gordon DL. And it is heads.
Yes!
It's Mark.
Come on.
Taking on Marcus. So let's give Mark some greatest hits radio so that he can't hear what's going on. Marcus, you have 30 seconds. Answer as many as you can. And you can pass if you do not know the answer, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
30 seconds going on the clock and your time starts now. Who scored Man United's winning penalty last time they played Rangers in Europe?
Pass.
How many times has Daizen Maeda been sent off for Celtic?
Two.
Which team's got the biggest stadium in League One?
Falkirk.
What Italian club did Dennis Law play for?
AC Milan.
Celtic signed Kyogo from which club?
Pass.
Which club has the most SWPL titles?
Glasgow City.
Okay. What are you shaking your head at, Gordon DL? You think they're tough?
I was trying to work out the last one.
Okay. That's fine.
I've got to see if he gets us.
You ready, Mark?
I think he'll certainly.
Same set of questions.
Give him
30 seconds on the clock, and your time starts now. Who scored Man United's winning penalty the last time they played Rangers in Europe?
Rooney.
Oh,
how many times has Daizen Maeda been sent off for Celtic?
Twice.
Which team has the biggest stadium in League One?
Pass.
Which Italian club did Dennis Law play for?
Torino.
Celtic signed Kyogo from which club?
No. Pass.
Which side has the most SWPL titles?
Celtic. That didn't sound a good laugh for you there. No, it's such a good performance.
See, if he gets beat his head, he'll be going up and down like Sky Sports last night. Right? Oh no.
But you watching?
Mate, I turned the tail on at 7:30 this morning. And I nearly fell out of my bed with embarrassment.
Exactly. They're showing it twice. It was that good. They're showing it again.
What they're doing is just making a fool of Scottish football. And you
should
be
the headline.
Getting
the big hitters on for the big occasions. Gordon will know that.
Oh, I don't believe it.
He really plays up to it, doesn't he?
Oh, you've got it. People don't tune in for.
You've got to play the part.
Mediocre, dramatic analysis.
God, I was embarrassing.
It'd be switching off if you were there. You'd just sit there and go, I hate football. This is rubbish. The standard rubbish.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I'll tell you what standard was rubbish. Low scoring. Who scored Man United's winning penalty last time they met Rangers in Europe?
I'd go Rooney.
This isn't actually to do with you. I know this might surprise you. This is Mark's
game. You're it.
It's Wayne Rooney, 1-0 Mark Wilson.
Oh, yes.
How many times has Daizen Maeda been sent off for Celtic? It's three. Young Boys, Atletico Madrid, and Hibs. Sent off three times.
Oh, 1-0. What did whatever his name said.
Marcus Nats. It's not going well for
Marcus. Marcus, hang up, mate, quickly.
The biggest stadium in League One is Inverness, Cali Thistle.
Oh.
Never get that.
When they've got that.
Yeah, Marcus Falkirk are in the championship these days.
Marcus.
Good guess,
Marcus is not even the right place.
Well, we were in League One last season.
Could be a 1-0.
That's better than passing.
Yeah.
Dennis Law played for
Torino.
2-0 Mark Wills.
Yes.
What did Marcus say?
Milan. Celtic signed Kyogo from Vissel Kobe.
Not a chance.
Marcus isn't getting
none
that.
None of you got it.
Marcus is doing curiosity.
Ask Marcus his second name, he'll pass.
No, Marcus couldn't. Marcus was better than you in the last one because, seriously, who's won the most SWPL titles?
Yeah.
Do you know how many Celtic have won?
No.
One.
Well, at least they won one.
Glasgow City have won 16.
Did Marcus get that?
Marcus got it.
Well done, Marcus.
And Marcus got on another question. No, he didn't really.
Oh, lucky Marcus.
Hard lines, Marcus.
Unlucky Marcus.
Well, it was a 2-1 defeat. That is unlucky.
It came good at the end. If he had time for another one, he might have got it.
Right, exactly. See all the other ones, they weren't the hardest, right? So how did they get the titles, Glasgow City? How do you know that, Marcus?
That's the easiest question of them all.
I know my woman's football, mate.
That's the easiest question.
Certainly don't know your gents.
Hard lines, Marcus. Hard lines.
Hey, Marcus. Up the road we won.
That was Marcus from Cumbernauld. Thank you very much on Beat the Pundit. And your chance to do it tomorrow. Hopefully Hugh Keevans makes it in here tomorrow. Worried about him.
He's never made that in, man. The transport's off.
Send the army up for him.
He'll walk.
How's he going to get here? You'd get the hush puppies on. They'll walk through anywhere.
To be here. Brave.
Who's he on with?
Scott Allen.
Tell Scott to go to his house and pick him up. That's the only way forward,
I would say. So we'll see. We'll see how he does tomorrow on Beat the Pundit. That's so poor from you. 16 titles Glasgow City have got.
And that is poor. I just hit a block there.
Yeah.
Really. Apologies. Poor.
Glasgow City not train at the same place as you?
They certainly do. Actually, I did see the squad today. Mm-hmm. They walked past me.
Yeah. Not got it all up on the wall or anything. Up
it is plastered everywhere. Yeah. But I think they've got their title wins up there as well.
Glasgow City.
I just went out of my head. I'm a Partick Thistle fan.
That's a good achievement.
I
support 16, Brian. 16 is a good achievement.
That's brilliant.
Top of the league just now as well. Anyway,
is the show definitely on tomorrow then? Because everything else is shut.
Listen, we don't stop for anything.
Like, all the training venues are closed down. Indoor training facilities is closed.
The gym's closed.
The gym's closed. So this guy's struggling. He was saying to me today, I don't know what I'm going to do all day. I know, I'm going to have to get something to watch.
You cannot stay in.
No, I can't, no.
Is Asda shut? If Asda's shut,
if
you're
Asda's
in
shut, I'm in trouble.
Because you like to pester people in Asda, pester people at the gym, or play golf.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking the three of them.
They're gone. Asda's my only hope. Asda is actually my only
hope. He's going to do 15 laps of Asda tomorrow.
Yeah. He said he's got some weights in his house. He made it a workout, he says.
I'll do a workout.
I'll take up 3 minutes of your time. You're going to do it the rest of your time. You're going to have to watch. Somebody send in recommendations for this guy.
Andrew McLean's quite right. He says the Storms are meant to finish at 5 and the show starts at 6. There we go. Piece of cake.
Oh, listen to Sean Bye down at Old Trafford.
He'll be fine. He'll be stuck down there.
Exactly. I'm worried about him getting back. How's he going to get back?
How did he get down?
Train.
He would have expensed that first class in the train.
He drove. I can't remember.
Yeah.
He'll tell us.
That puddle
minute,
jumper.
Sure.
I'll get thrown out of the way. Imagine Gabs getting down in his motor.
What even was that? He was driving.
Oh, of course, he's got the Clyde One mobile. We'll be there.
It's a half a smart car he's got, isn't he? He's got one seat.
I'll never forget that day we saw him in it. Unbelievable.
Beyond help. Oh. Right, so let's hear from Philippe Clement. He says the match against Manchester United will be a test, but it is the stuff of dreams for his players.
This is again a really, really big challenge. All the spotlights are on them and on the team and on the club. And it's a massive opportunity to play against teams of this size, of this budget, with the best quality players in the world. On the other side, it's a challenge for players, and it's what I know my team and my squad embrace those moments. It's also, if you're a small boy and you start to play football, you dream of being in stadiums like this and play games like that against good opponents. So they all love that I know.
I suppose, Mark, that's that bit that should always be there. It should always be special, you know, getting caught up on where Manchester United are or where Rangers are for that matter. Just the type of fixture it is, the chance for those players to go and play at that venue.
Yeah, spot on. When you grow up, you picture European football, you want to play against the heavyweights, don't you, in the big stadiums, those with, you know, a rich history, and there's none probably greater than Manchester United, maybe Real Madrid, but Man United are right up there. So when you get drawn against them at Old Trafford, it is a dream for some of these players to go and experience that. I'll go back to my time. I was lucky enough. I loved playing there. I was lucky enough to play there, I think, three times.
Just, that's good going for him.
But just amazing, just to capture everything around the stadium. Be the same for the Rangers players. I'll look at guys like Conor Barron, who playing for Aberdeen, who was playing at Brechin, you know, a couple of years ago, and now he's...
They're no hedge at Old Trafford, are
they? Certainly not. He might wish there is one after getting absolutely run over at one point just to hide into it. But it's a dream come true for these guys to go there and go up against not the greatest Man United team, but they are still good when it comes to our level. So fantastic occasion, but they need to perform as well.
Rangers fans, we're building up to kick off. Give us a call. David's a Celtic fan. David, what about that breaking news tonight? It looks like Kyogo is gone and that Jota's coming back. You happy with that?
Mixed feelings on it. I mean, Jota's a fantastic player and so is Kyogo, but I can't see Celtic not having something in place to let Kyogo go. We were talking only 2 months ago about signing a third striker. Now we're going to let our main striker go and be left with Aramida up front and no the backing. I know we can play Maeda through the middle and do that, but the rumours on. But getting £10 million for a 30-year-old and getting Jota part of the deal that we sold for 25, that's good business. Always good business with Celtic.
This is where football and business, Mark, you know, it is a business, but it is also a business like no other. If it was all about the numbers, then it is a no-brainer. But what about that sort of core thing in you as a football fan who isn't actually really bothered about the money, and you just like Kyogo and want him to stay because he's a good player. How do you balance up those two sides of
it? It softens the blow that a hero like Jota, because that's what it was to Celtic fans. He was a hero because he had the flair, he had the tricks and the flicks, but he had the end product as well, and that's why he gets punted for 25 million. So that softens the blow when you think he's coming back. But it's a different position. Kyogo has played the game to a different level than we've seen most front men in this country. That sharp, explosive nature. He scored 85 goals across four seasons. I mean, that's remarkable
big
stuff.
Big games as well. It's not like those numbers are very good. They're not out of this world in the last year. It's maybe dipped a bit, yeah. But the contribution has been
big games
incredible.
Against Rangers,
cup
of course,
finals,
focus
games against Rangers. Yeah.
So how do you replace that? So David Wright on the phone, I would struggle to believe that Brendan Rodgers hasn't got something up his sleeve. Yes, we know Ida's there. We know Maeda can play there. It's not his preferred position, of course. But to let that volume of goals go at your team without having anything, I don't think that's possible.
I just think it does point, though, Gordon, to maybe an increased use of Dyes and Maeda through the middle. Because I know every manager likes as many good players as possible and they like strength and depth. But right now, Dyes and Maeda and Nicholas Kuhn are like nailed on starters. And so would Jota be, would they not? I mean, I suppose you could say under Ange Postecoglou they had that and Abada was there and they did kind of manage to find a way to play them all. But I just wondered if the the quickest solution, or the easiest solution right now for Celtic is to use Dyes and Maeda more through the middle, Jota off one side, Kuhn off the other, Adam Eder's there as well, and then look to find the next Kyogo.
That is going to be the case. Of that, there's no doubt. On the Kyogo, I don't think it is good business. No. Absolutely not. If you're a Motherwell and you're getting 10 million for a player, then brilliant. You're Celtic, you're cash rich, you're selling your best player at this time of the season.
He's 30, though. I think that's what people
mean,
isn't it?
But can they not wait to the summer? They'll probably still get a fair return for Kyogo. I think what you're giving up, he's your best centre forward, so you're basically weakening your squad right away. You've just had a great result last night to qualify for the knockout stages of the Champions League. I don't think it is good business. I think Jota come back, I think he's Celtic fans, if Tierney comes back in as well, I think that would just add to it. But giving up your best striker, and Mark was saying there about the amount of goals, it's just not the amount of goals, it's everything he brings to the team. I can understand Brendan Rodgers saying, well, look, if he wants to go, then by all means, he's not wanting players in the building that doesn't want to stay there. But if I was Celtic, I would have tried to do that deal in the summer and get this season over with.
I think that's an interesting one, Dad says there, the style of the team. So much, we saw last night, so many times, the way Celtic play and get the wide men in for that cut back across the six-yard box. Become a trademark for Kyogo. Under Ange Postecoglou first, and then into Brendan Rodgers, maybe changing up that as well. So how's that going to look unless you get a light-for-light replacement?
I mean, David, is that a concern, doing it mid-season? I assume you feel a bit better about it because there's such a big gap at the top of the league. Is that fair?
It could be seen there, but I mean, it's not the first time a striker, our top striker, left mid-season. I mean, Celtic for years, that kind of Dalglish left as well. I mean, we've always replaced them. Always had somebody else to replace them. There's always another striker coming in. Now, Kyogo being 30, and everybody's here, it's £10 million. Where you got it? Harry Kane was, 31? Harry went for 90 million at 31. 90 million to Bayern Munich.
Ah, it's different. Different markets, isn't it?
Yeah, you're talking Harry Kane, and listen, I go back to it. I would have tried to put that deal off until the summer. And then everybody could look at 10 million for him, 30 years of age, fine. 10 million just now, where Celtic are sitting, the position they're sitting in, is peanuts.
You know what we've got to remember as well? Kyogo must have wanted to go through with this. And that's what I kind of get my head around. That you would go to Rennes, who are sitting bottom half of the table anyway. I mean, it's not as if he's going to a club that you go, wow, that's too good to turn down, because I'm fighting at the top end of a top league, or I'm getting weighed in beyond belief in my wage, so I'm going to the Saudi Arabia or something. Kyogo must have actively says, yeah, I want to leave. And that surprises me. I know people are body language experts nowadays. And he said last week, oh, he didn't really celebrate against Ross County. Mm-hmm. He didn't really celebrate. Well, there was times he didn't celebrate goals like it was a last-minute winner all the time. But I just can't get my head round why you would want to go at this stage of the season.
What do you think, Celtic fans? Kyogo looks like he's gone. Also reported tonight Jota's coming back, though. Does that soften the blow? Is it two entirely different things? What do you make of doing it in January, as Gordon DL is so against? Give us a call. And Rangers fans, we're nearly there. How are the nerves? How are you feeling ahead of the big one? Give us all your thoughts and we'll do them next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Head to @ClydeSSB on X now. You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon DL are here. It's 0141 951 1025. You seriously still not had that weather alert from the government? Because do you know what?
I don't. They must think I'm leaving the country.
Remember, I put a plea out to say, has anyone else not had it? One guy, only one, replied to say, tell the Dazzler it's fine, I've not had it either.
There you go.
Then he sent me another message 5 minutes later saying, forget it. I've had it. It's just you. Seriously,
I can't. It's just me.
I would say, let me check that phone, but I don't want to touch that thing. Look at it.
What do you mean check? How'd you check it?
No, I just, I don't know. I was just to see if you've got some sort of weird.
It's looking scabby again. Remember, he went through the stage, he got a new cover, and it looked sparkling clean.
I'm getting a bit of criticism for my cover. I'll wait to payday. When do we get paid?
A couple of days, you'll be fine.
That's good.
You'll make it.
Yeah.
Right, 01419511025. In honour of the game at Old Trafford tonight, Ross in Falkirk has sent a question in. It is difficult, to say the least. Can you name the last 8 players who've played a competitive game for both Manchester United and Rangers?
Gorham.
Can you name the last 8 players to play a competitive game for Man United and Rangers?
Diallo.
Yeah, I'm wondering how Ross has sorted this time-wise, because Gorham's not on that list.
Oh,
no.
Roy Carroll.
Yep.
Because I suppose Gorham maybe... When would Gorham's last Rangers game have been? It might be something like that rules him out, if that makes sense. Ahmed Diallo, yes.
Roy Carroll?
Carroll.
Yes.
My.
No.
One more guess. A couple of these are outrageous.
Who was the winger?
That was Diallo.
No. There's another winger.
Kanchelskis. Oh, you did.
Winger with Blondhair.
Not in the last 8.
Blondhair.
Played against me, I'm sure.
I think I know who you mean. I think he's on the list.
I was going to say Chris Eagles. It's not Eagles.
Yeah, no. that type of category.
Blondhair.
Aye. Oh, what's his name?
Okay, I'll leave it with you, right?
What number was he wearing when he went by you?
I'll leave it with you. That was Ross and Falkirk, who sent the question fulltime at Clyde1.com. If you want to hear your questions used on the show, do give us a call, give us an email, sorry, if you want to hear your questions. We're building up to the game at Old Trafford, and we're looking back on last night as well. It was clearly a special night for Celtic.
Berg. Berg.
Murdered us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Henning Berg. Special night for Celtic getting through to the playoffs, the Champions League, and a special night for, have you seen this video, young Joshua, who goes over and greets the young boys' support? It's gone extremely viral. Well, Kevin is on the line. How are you, Kevin?
I'm okay, thanks, Gordon. How are you doing?
Now, Kevin, this is your video. Joshua's your boy, yeah?
Yeah, that's correct. He's sitting right next to me. The man of the moment's right here.
How are you doing, Joshua?
Good.
Are you famous?
I don't know.
How many selfies have you been taking at school? Everybody talking about it?
Yeah.
Honestly, what a man. Have you seen the video? I think we can play it, can we? Can we see it on the live stream? There we are. Look at that. At the end of the game, young boys fans still in. Joshua's conducting them. Look at that. Thousands of them as well. Have you not seen this yet, Gordon?
No.
How did it all come about, Kevin? What's the, you know, were you just guys kind of taking your time getting out of the stadium? How did it come about?
Well, what we normally do, we've got a bit of a ritual at the end of the game. We sit right on the halfway line at the right at the back of the north stand. And when the fourth official holds up the board, Josh always says, can we go down the front? And what we do is we stand at the front and wait till the players get around and wave to them all. And that takes a bit of time and the stadium starts to empty. And then last night, the last few games, he's wanted to go along and wave to the Green Brigade as we do. But he had been watching the fans during the game and he was pretty fascinated by the noise they made. I have to say, they were a brilliant bunch of fans. The noise they made, the colour and everything. And as the stadium was empty, and he says, can we go across to the young boys fans? Now, the stadium was empty, and so we just walked across through the seats. And they were standing applauding them, and very, very slowly they were responding to us. And they were getting noisy, so I just said to Josh, I sort of go forward. And as he went forward, it all sort of took off from there. I got the video camera out, and they gave him a brilliant reception. There was people all running about, the stewards, the police all clapping. And when it was all over, a couple of the young boys' fans came through. They gave him a bit, I didn't get on video, unfortunately. They gave him a young boy's scarf, some stickers, and all the rest of it. It was an absolutely brilliant experience. And when I came home, I put it on Twitter. I have to say, Gordon, I had no idea it was going to turn out the way it did.
It's incredible. I mean, it's got 2.7 million views
already
on Kevin's own sort of Twitter. And I don't know how that works. I think that probably counts them all up, but it's been shared about everywhere. I mean, you must have had all sorts of requests and stuff to use the footage, Kevin. I take it that was unexpected.
There's a lovely lad, Robbie Hanratty, who writes for the Glasgow Evening Times. He got in touch to ask if he could do a story, and he did a great story on it. I got some messages. A fella wrote to me through Twitter from Norwegian TV asking if he could borrow the footage, and then sent me it was like on the daytime news. There were some newspapers got in touch, and then I got a call from Celtic Football Club themselves, which sort of topped it off.
No, you're meant to say this topped it off, Kevin.
Sorry?
You're meant to say that this topped it off. This is meant to be the highlight. Speaking to you.
I'm coming to that. I'm all the best of last, you know.
I'm only kidding. Don't worry. We know our place. Joshua, how much did you enjoy it?
Very much.
Are you looking forward to going back to Celtic Park? Are you going to try it again in the next round?
Maybe.
We'll see what
I think there's mileage in this for you, Joshua. Mm-hmm. Every away, travelling European team.
Joshua's going to be the new Hoopy the Huddle puppy. That's what they should do.
Yeah. A show. Yeah. A bit of cash in this for you.
Hoopy the Huddle puppy. I could see it. A wee mini outfit. Mm-hmm. Joshua conducting the fans inside it. But honestly, if you look through the amount of these like big Twitter accounts that have like asked for the footage and shared it. What about the actual night itself, Kevin? Because that must have just topped it all off. Because of course you would have had a good enough night had you just gone home, given what your team managed.
Yeah, I mean, the first half is arguably the best I've seen us play in Europe this season. I mean, I have to say all three decisions to chop the goals off seemed to be correct. But with a lot of the ball, and it was, you know, young boys knew we were looking for the goal. They were frustrating us in every way they could. And eventually when the goal came, it was unbelievable. And I have to say, clinging on as well, Kasper Schmeichel was worth his weight in gold. The saves he made, you know, towards the end of the game, you know, what a signing he's been for us at the right time. So it all came about, you know, it all sort of fell into place. The goal at the end, the celebrations, and just that happening, you know, you just couldn't make it up. You know, it was absolutely brilliant, Gordon.
Yeah, we didn't speak about that yet, Mark, actually. Just how big a moment is that Kasper Schmeichel double save? Was it the day before or the day of that they announced his new contract? And it was a game that Celtic deserved to win, there's no doubt about it. They looked like scoring far more than young boys did, but that's football, and sometimes a moment comes back to bite you. So he really had to step up, didn't he?
Well, he's been a huge player for Celtic since he came in, not just for keeping the ball at the net, but I think the style that they play is slightly tweaked because how good he is with the ball at his feet. I said early on in the season it was a big call. I think it was an upgrade on Joe Hart. There's a lot of ground to cover from when I said that to now, but I stand by it. And I think in big European nights, it's right, it's worth his weight in gold, that you need a solid foundation. If you're going to get anywhere in Europe, you need big personalities, big characters, but goalkeepers with real ability. He's got it all. And you saw what it meant to him. He's played at the top level. He's won things in his career, but you can see how invested he is in the club already, and that goes a long way. in the Celtic supporters' minds as well.
I'm a bit worried about the answer to this. Joshua, who's your favourite Celtic player?
Nicholas Trim.
That's okay. I was just about, you know who I was worried he was going to say, Kevin? Kyogo. I thought he was going to say Kyogo. And you were going to have some bad news to break. It's not official, but it certainly looks like it's heading that way with potentially Jota coming back. Though, how do you feel about that news, Kevin?
I think Kyogo, you know, that wee man knows is nothing. We've had the best years of him, 3.5 years. You know, it'd have been nice to get his 100 goals. He's been a phenomenal player for us, and I wish him nothing but the best. Jota coming back, you know, I was disappointed he left so quick, but I think that's a great signing. But I've got every faith in Brendan Rodgers. I've always liked Brendan's management and the way he goes about things, and I'm absolutely certain that somebody will be lined up, whether it's the fella from Scandinavia we've been talking about or been hearing about, or somebody different. But I've got every faith there. And if we can get Kieran Tierney over the line as well, that'll be great.
You're quite relaxed about it, though. You know, Gordon was saying earlier, just thinks it's a strange time to do it. You know, he is your best striker. He's number one striker. And, you know, you sell him in January for good money, yes, but not like money that you desperately need. Is there any part of you that thinks it could be a bit risky?
Yeah, that's why I think they must have something lined up. There must have been some. I mean, you know, if you sort of read between the lines, and there's never any smoke without fire. There's been rumours about Kyogo for a wee while, so it must have been, you know, he doesn't move to France overnight. It's been bubbling away for a while, and that would give us time to do something. So I'm very, very confident we'll have something over the line. I think with everything that's going on, you know, we're still at early stages of the Scottish Cup. There's a league as well, which is still to be won. We're into the next stage of the Champions League. I don't think we would sell our key striker without something hinging on it.
What do you make of that unique pressure, Kevin, that comes with a player coming back, especially if they've been as good as Jota's been? You know, you'll have seen it in the over your time as a Celtic fan. It's not always easy to come back and replicate the level. You confident he can do it?
Yeah, I think so. He's still young enough. He's probably got a point to prove as well. You know, you're right with the history, Gordon, of the players we've had with. You know, a couple of players, McAvaney and Nicholas, that were great players for us. Walker, that didn't really work out when they all came back. Arguably, of course. So yeah, I think he's young enough, he's fit enough, he looks after himself. I definitely think we'll be getting a better Jota, and I'm excited to see him work under Brendan Rodgers as well.
Mark, it was a move that he had to make, and the club certainly had to take, and it was, you know, to Saudi, and you're never really sure of the level. Even whatever the level is, it didn't really seem to work out for him. He's gone back to Rennes. So I get why Kevin is hopeful that it's a better version, and he is still a decent age. But you'll have seen it yourself. It's just sometimes it just doesn't click.
A lot of the time it doesn't work, and that is the worry with players returning to their former club.
Saying that, 25, sell them for 25 million and bring them back for 10, whilst you're getting 10 for Kyogo in the process.
No, but of course, in a business sense, of course, it made sense for him to leave. I think all parties were right to do it. And I think as soon as his name popped up a couple of weeks ago, somebody called in the show and actually mentioned Jota. I think every Celtic fan would be interested in having him back, purely because of his flair. You know, Kuhn on one side's got that electric pace and can skip by, but Jota is the entertainer. And let's be honest, you know, at Celtic Park, fans go along to be entertained a lot of the time. And he's certainly one that brought it in his first spell. Can he do it again? Of course, it's a good point that Kevin makes. So, what is he going to look like under Brendan Rodgers? Totally different style, totally different manager, different person. I wonder, does he get more out of him? Does he get less? Time will tell.
Thank you to Kevin, and well done to Joshua. Hope you enjoyed your night, guys. Great to speak to you.
Thanks for ringing, as always. Thank you.
Brilliant. They were a viral sensation. Yeah. There'll be 3 million views on the clip by now, I would say.
Imagine getting into school the next day.
Oh, I'd be the man.
I wouldn't get into school the next day.
You'd be running the school the next day. I'd tell the headmaster.
I'd have an agent in the house making a few quid.
Anyway, how are you doing on tonight's teaser? Can you name the last eight players to play a competitive game for both at Man United and Rangers? You've got Roy Carroll, Henning Berg and Amad Diallo.
I'm sure Phil Bardsley.
Correct.
Was the winger Chris Martin? Am I doing an S or no? Martin, close. Chris. Yeah, no.
Martins.
Forget Coldplay.
Lee Martins.
Lee Martins.
Why would it be Martins?
Lee Martin. Lee Martin.
I put Martin and then added an S.
Lee Martin. Well done.
Rangers didn't have the winger Cruyff, did they?
Cruyff. No. Jordi Cruyff.
Aye. Johan Cruyff.
Jordi.
Nah. Three to get. We will get them. And we'll go back live to Old Trafford next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboards. Watch as well as listen. Check out our YouTube stream now. 0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel are here. It's 0141 951 1025. We're into the final part, but still time to give us a call. Whether you're looking back on last night, Celtic fans digesting the news that it certainly looks like Kyogo is gone and Jota coming back, those are the reports tonight. So we await final confirmation. But how pleasing is that, or displeasing, or somewhere in the middle? Give us all your thoughts. Rangers fans, your final chance. Let's go into proper match prediction territory. We've got about 10 minutes left to go. Just give us a call with your prediction. How do you see tonight going? Send me a tweet if that's easier. How do you see the game going tonight at Old Trafford? Let's go back there actually and check in with Andrew McLean, get a latest update ahead of the big one.
Yeah, around 4,000 Rangers fans over to my right at the moment in that away section. They've been making plenty of noise since they started to arrive a couple of hours ago. That's definitely not all of the Rangers supporters that are in this stadium as well. There are plenty that are dotted about the home end. You can actually see that they've made their own sort of makeshift away end on the other side of the segregation where the away stand is to try and all stand together, but there are plenty around the stadium. But it is always exciting, isn't it, when two of the UK's biggest clubs meet in a European competition. Plenty hanging on this tie as well. Both teams will be desperate to get all 3 points and take a big step closer to finishing in the top eight of this new Europa League format. Easy for me to say. You know, it would mean being able to skip that playoff round and go straight into the last 16. It's a game both teams could really do with winning as well. Both clubs having that negativity that surrounded them this season. Results have been questioned, performances have been questioned, the managers have been questioned, even Ruben Amorim, who's not long in the door. It's actually not his first meeting with Rangers as manager as well. If you remember back to when Rangers faced Braga in the Europa League, there was that game at Ibrox where they came from behind. Yanis Hadji scored that deflected free kick late on to win the game for Rangers. Ruben Amorim was actually manager of Braga at that point, so he knows exactly what Rangers can offer in Europe and how different they can be to some of their domestic showings. The general feeling I'm getting though when I've been talking to people about this game is that anything could happen in this match, absolutely anything. It's quite hard to predict. Hopefully it does live up to the build-up as well. I'll give you a recap of the teams as well. Rangers making loads of changes, 6 changes from that win against Fraserburgh at the weekend, as you'd expect. Jack Butland returns in goal, of course, was on loan at Manchester United at one point. The back four, James Tavernier, Leon Balogun, Robin Proper and Jeff Day. Conor Barron, Nicholas Raskin, the two holding midfielders, Vaclav Cherny, Nedim Barami and Ridvan Yilmaz. In behind, Hamza Egeman. They've got Kelly, Munn, Dessers, Lawrence, Dowell, King, McCausland, Rice, Lovelace, Curtis, NCO and Hutton on the bench. Tom Lawrence, as I mentioned, on the bench, a player who came through the academy at Manchester United, didn't quite make the grade here, has been out injured for so long at Rangers this season, but could make his return to the team from the bench today for Manchester United. It's Alti Bayindir in goal, Lenny Yoro, Lissandro Martinez and Matthijs de Ligt at the back. I think the fullbacks will actually be Amad Diallo and Diogo Dalot, with Christian Eriksen and Toby Collier as the two central midfielders. Alejandro Garnacho and Bruno Fernandes in behind Joshua Zirkzee. Their substitutes: Heaton, Onana, Maguire, Hoyland, Malacia, Casemiro, Anthony, Ugarte and Maynou. The stadium is filling up, it's getting close to full, and the Rangers supporters over to my right will not stop singing. They are in the mood for this one.
I actually think it's been lost a little bit in the build-up to this, purely because we're probably focused on this Man United v Rangers, England v Scotland, all the stuff that goes along with it, just how strong a position Rangers are in the table. Look, they've dropped to 13th, but that's only because teams have now played tonight. You know, this morning it was Man United in 7th, Rangers in 8th. You know, Rangers are on 11 points after 6 games. You know, there's a proper sporting achievement here to be reached for Rangers, and they'll already go through in some way, but they've got the chance to actually make this a really successful group stage.
Yeah,
league phase, sorry.
Their European form has been very good, Gordon. And as you quite rightly said, they were sitting in 8th this morning when we looked at it. It's a great opportunity for them. There's a big travelling support down there right behind them. It will be difficult, but I think a draw tonight would be a real good result for Rangers. I really do. I think a lot of Rangers fans, fans fancy this. I think the manager fancies it. I think all the pressure Manchester United, the players will need to answer the manager, because the manager's come out and basically criticised them about their form at home, and obviously the worst Manchester United team in history, which we all know is not true, but he's really given it to his players. He's looking for a reaction. But I think Rangers will quite quietly fancy this tonight to get some.
I actually thought the more interesting one, Mark, I didn't think it could be topped, the comment about worst team in Manchester United history. That was a real headline grabber. But in terms of potential impact on his own players and on this football match, I was amazed at the way he elaborated on it yesterday and saying, we can't concede first. You know, we're nervous and we're anxious. I can't remember, did he say it would be a disaster if they conceded first? I might have made that bit up. But just to almost plant that seed. Yeah. So you're trying to tell me that if Rangers score first within 2 minutes, Man United shouldn't have the composure and the wherewithal to then go on and... Well, it's not, very surprised to hear him advertise
it. Wouldn't
like
it be a great point of view if you're a player for Man United, thinking that's what your manager thinks? I get being transparent and honest when you're new at the club, and perhaps he didn't want to come into Man United at this time. He wanted to kind of stave off until the summer. But he's here now. I don't think those comments are particularly constructive to what he's trying to do. If anything, it's giving oxygen to the opponent, to Rangers, and Philippe Clement, and I'm sure his coaching staff, Alex Ray will be in there as well, will be telling his team, listen to these comments from the manager who coaches them every day. If you get after this lot and score first, this crowd will turn them and they will crumble. So that's incentive for Rangers. So it won't just be a backs against the wall. I don't think Rangers have been that anyway, away from home in Europe. They do carry a threat. Tierney's been good in wide areas. Egerman's been probably the star of the show, unpredictable. They need big performances from those two.
Look, because I know some people will say there's a mind games element to it, Gordon. It's not like it guarantees anything. But it's a nice feeling for Rangers fan, Rangers players going, well, do you know what then? Let's go and start this game quick. Let's score early. Let's, you know, it's not even a theory that they might fold. Their manager's saying that they will.
I think the Manchester manager's given Rangers players a lot of encouragement. I really do. I think he's put a lot of pressure on his own players. Now, that's a tactic that could backfire or could work brilliantly for him, because they could go out tonight and produce. Because remember, we touched on it earlier, you look at that Midland Park, it's got good experience, good players in there, good pace in the wide areas as well. So it will be difficult, but I think quietly in that dressing room, Rangers players will be sitting just now thinking, let's get off to a good start, let's put a bit of pressure on them and see if they can handle it.
How is the atmosphere, Andrew, the closer we get? Because you know that it's pretty hard to top Glasgow. I don't think it comes close, but the Rangers fans will be doing their best.
Yeah, they absolutely are. They haven't stopped singing for, I would say, the last half an hour or so. It had been on and off because they have been in here a long time, but you can even see, whether it's in the press box or even in the areas around the away section, there are plenty of people taking videos of the Rangers fans singing away, because as we see with our Scottish clubs, when they travel in Europe and at home in Europe, they make such a noise. It is such a spectacle. And probably the way that, you know, earlier on the caller with his son Joshua was saying about the Young Boys fans and the atmosphere that they brought to Celtic Park, that's probably what the Man United fans are thinking of the Rangers supporters and the noise they're making at the moment. And it will just ramp up and get even louder when, as far away from them as possible, really, the players will make their way out of that corner tunnel at Old Trafford, and kickoff gets even closer.
Yeah, I mean, Andrew, Rangers are 7 games unbeaten away from home in Europe. They've played some pretty good teams in that run. I'd leave it up to other people to decide whether Man United are better than those 7 teams or not, but there's been some decent sides there, some tough places to go. They must take heart from that.
Yeah, definitely, and it must be such a confusing thing for Rangers fans to wonder why there is that disparity between the away record in the Europa League being so strong and the away record domestically being so bad. The easy answer probably would be that they're just given more space against these teams. Teams will open up, they want to attack Rangers. It means that Rangers have more space to do some damage at the other end, but Rangers won't be complaining if that's what happens today. And we've seen Manchester United shoot themselves in the foot plenty of times recently. It's something Philippe Clement talks about his own team domestically, that they shoot themselves in the foot and cause themselves problems, but they've not really done that in Europe. They've not done it away from home in Europe. So if they can be the beneficiaries, if Manchester United are to do that tonight, and especially if they can get that first goal, would be massive. That, those comments, I was in Ruben Amorim's press conference yesterday, couldn't quite believe just how strong he was, talking about how nervous and how anxious his team gets. So that, you know, anxiety will be tenfold if Rangers can really threaten early on, even get a big early chance, never mind an early goal.
Okay, we're looking forward to it greatly. You two, quickly round off the teaser. The last eight players to play competitively for both clubs: Bardsley, Carroll, Berg, Lee Martin, Ahmed Diallo,
Tom Lawrence. Oh, well, that's a good one.
What about a striker?
Jack Butland must have been.
No, he didn't. What about a striker that played for Rangers 11-12 season? He was a youngster at Man United, 99.
Irish boy.
Yes.
David Healy.
Yep. And the last one you won't get, Bojan Djordjic.
That's what I was thinking.
A
quick score prediction from you both.
I think 2-2.
I'm going to go 1-1.
Okay, draws all round. Stay safe out there. If you have had the weather warnings, you can't go to your work and there's no travel on, lock yourself up, get the feet up, stay safe tomorrow, stay warm. And we will be back at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Hopefully we can get some pundits down here for you to try and entertain you Friday night. And we'll look back on events at Old Trafford. It should be a cracker. Join us then. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.